We have a guest joining us here in the program this morning. Randy Mawson with us here this morning. We're going to talk about the second annual Alzheimer's Golf Tournament here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, I lost my mother a year ago. So this is a mission I've made in my life now to raise money for research for Alzheimer's. June 25th, it's on a Saturday. Come out to Nishna Hills. We're having a silent auction, plus a golf tournament, and we're having a poker tournament during the golf tournament, which will be fun for everybody.
So you got a little something for everybody there.
Got a little something for everybody. And Jim out Nishna is serving food. And of course, golfers always have to have their beer.
Got to have something to keep us entertained, I suppose, since the golf doesn't do it.
Yeah. I'm looking for 36 teams this year. A goal of $6,000 is what I want to reach. Last year we had 15 teams, and I raised $3,200. I felt pretty good about that, but figured out a way, different events we can have during the tournament, and get more golfers in there, raise more money. All money, I want to stress this, all money stays in the state of Iowa. We take care of our own. And I encourage you, if you want to have a team, to get me or Nishna Hills money soon, because when them 36 spots fill up, that's a cutoff point.
Sure. So if they can't find you, if you're running around taking care of some important business, they can't find you, they can always call Nishna Hills.
Just call Nishna Hills.
Okay.
They're taking the money out there, too.
Okay. That's easy enough. You got into this, you said, because your mother had
she had Alzheimer's.
Dealt with that issue. And
I lost her a year ago, March 28th. I was one of the luckier ones. She kept some of her memory up to the end, but it was just her time. She passed away on my dad's birthday a year ago.
You're probably not having a lot of trouble finding other folks with similar situations, folks who have had the issue with Alzheimer's and who are interested in helping out, either being a part of the golf tournament or volunteering.
Well, last year, I go to United Church of Christ. They says, who in the congregation knows someone or someone in your family? Please raise your hand. 80% of the people in my congregation raised their hand. Either they had a family member or a friend that was in. And that kind of touched me that many people. Because one out of three people in the United States will die from that, a disease. And them's bad odds.
I'm really surprised it was only 80%.
Yeah.
Just because there's so many.
I think some of the others just didn't want to put their hand up. But
yeah. Well, and in some respects, Alzheimer's, when you look at the raw numbers like you're talking about, it's almost like cancer. I mean, you get to the point with cancer where it's hard to find someone who hasn't been touched by it in some way, and Alzheimer's getting to that point, too.
It's getting more and more out there where people know more about it. Education is a key point right now. There is research going on, and it's based out of Iowa City. They got good hospitals there, and they're doing a lot of research. But even if we come up with a cure tomorrow, we can't use that drug for 3 to 4 years because of FDA ruling.
Yeah, I understand that. Because you have that issue with a lot of different types of things that come up, too.
Yeah.
So when you raise the money through golf tournament or whatever else you might do during the course of the year, where does that, you say it stays in Iowa, where does that go? And what is it used for?
We have a group of people, me and five other people have got together, Donnie Drennan, Scott Jensen, Crystal Christensen, and Kelly Zimmerman from Atlantic Rehab. We formed our own committee here in Atlantic. Now it's Atlantic Alzheimer's. We put all the money, once collected, in the bank. At the end of that, we write one check to the Iowa Alzheimer's.
And then they take it from there.
It's Greater Iowa.
So that money at the end of the day is probably used for things like education and research, those types of things.
85% of the money goes to research. 5% is for management. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it goes towards education.
Sure. Hey, I know you've been out beating the bushes a little bit, talking to folks, different businesses and groups and what have you, individuals looking for not just teams, but also sponsors as well. Have you had some success?
Yes, I have. Last year I had 12 sponsors. Mm-hmm. This year I've already received enough money to go past my goal of 18 sponsors, so I'm putting two to hole. If I get 36 sponsors, I'm thrilled to death because the money is still coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and it's really reasonable too. When you look at some different golf tournaments and events like this that are fundraisers, you know, sometimes you're looking at really large numbers of dollars to get into this, but this is really reasonable for everyone.
$75 to sponsor a hole plus a $25 gift for the hole prize. $125 for best ball, it's for teams. I mean, I'm not a golfer myself, but I was told that was very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're playing a four-person best ball, Texas best ball event.
Yes.
It's an 18-hole event there at Nishna Hills. It starts at what time on the 25th?
It starts at 9 o'clock, but be there by 8 o'clock for registration. If you already haven't pre-registered with me, mm-hmm. we will take walk-ins. But again, I stress, 36 teams, it's my cutoff point. And I hope I have to turn people away, but I'll still take your money as a donation.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's always fun. And, you know, you mentioned a little kind of a poker game and stuff like that you're going to have involved out there, too, for this type of thing?
There's a poker run, which is like done with motorcycles, usually, but we're doing it with golf. You get two cards to start with when you register. Then on there's five holes, it's par three. You put the ball up on the green, you get a free card. If it rolls off the green, you got the option to buy a card. Now, if you get down to the fourth hole and you only got four cards there, you can still buy some cards before you get to the clubhouse.
Okay. So a way to have a little bit of fun there.
Yeah.
And you've got some other games and types of different, like closest to and longest putt type things. Yeah.
I've had prizes given to me from the town of Atlantic, ranging from $50 to $150. Mm-hmm. Hanson Jewelry was one of my biggest ones. They gave me a Pulsar Ladies Gold Watch, $145 watch.
Mm-hmm.
YMCA gave me a bounce house, that's $125. Coca-Cola has given me a beautiful cooler that folds up. $100 and another bag goes with it, it probably costs $50.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, the prizes are outrageous what I'm getting this year.
So, in addition to having some fun with some friends and helping a cause, you get a chance to maybe go home with some stuff, too.
Yeah, and some money if you win the poker tournament.
Sounds like a good day. Very good. All right, so the important thing now is to get folks signed up and get them registered. And, again, that's coming up on Saturday, June 25th. Randy, give them the details again. How do they register?
You can contact me at 249-4193 or call Nishna Hills or go out there, 243-9931. It's June 25th. Now, people, this is a Saturday, so you can't tell me you're working and not come out. I put it on a Saturday for a reason. Last year we had a great day, and I'm expecting to have a great day again this year.
Well, you must know the weatherman real well then.
The weatherman right now.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes, right? Very good. Well, Randy, good luck with all of that. And again, if you can help out in any way, shape, or form, Randy's number 249-4193. And if you want to register for the golf tournament, you can also call Nishna Hills, 243-9933. 3-1. Get after that soon so you don't miss out on what should be a pretty fun time. We had a good time last year.
I want to thank you guys for putting this on the air for me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.